Hello, this is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day. Recently, I was looking at the different people who served the Lord Jesus Christ and were faithful. And one thing we noticed from the Word of God in John 14, 21 and 23, if you love me, keep my commandments. I and the Father will love him and will come and reveal myself to you. We see those who really were ignited by the light from above and the fire from above were willing to serve the Lord. We see the picture of Jesus Christ himself in Psalm 40, verse 8. He said, I delight to do your will, O Lord, because your law is written within my heart. In Hebrews 12, 2, we see that too, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The next person I can think of is Paul, who is a grateful volunteer. He says in 1 Timothy 1:12 that I thank Christ Jesus my Lord for counting me faithful and putting me in the ministry. And then we see Barnabas was a man who was really went out to look for Paul, and how God used Paul and Barnabas. It is said in Acts chapter 11, 24 and 25, the last part of it, that Barnabas departed to Tarsus for to seek Saul. So God uses individuals. Let us be people, fishers of men, going out looking for people, praying for them that they will get ignited by the fire from above and serve the Lord. And we also know about Dorcas. She was such an effective volunteer when she passed away. When she died, people are showing all the things she did. And then later we see what a miraculous recovery in Acts chapter 9:36. Then we also remember another person called Cornelius. His good works and faithfulness to God, God brought Peter to his place, and how the gospel came to the Gentiles. And then he was an effective instrument. And finally, we see that how Jesus is so grateful to God. In John 17, 6, he says, I have revealed your name to the men you gave me from the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. And here again, we see God is trusting us when we say we want to serve him, we want to love him. And that is amazing. I'm just still overwhelmed that God will take my word when I say, I want to follow you. And he has given me his Holy Spirit to be resident in us, this excellent Holy Spirit, so that the excellency of God may be seen. What a great privilege to represent the Lord. Let us faithfully and joyfully serve the Lord, putting him first, allowing him to melt us and mold us, use us as his instruments. In the Word of God, it says we are God's ambassadors. Let us represent him and honor him. This is Suresh Thyagarajan from the International Assembly in Jamesville, New York, your pastor for the day.